And the CDC listed Haitians as one of the high-risk groups. And the health worker basically told him that he had no idea what was going on in Haiti. Extreme poverty, people forced off their land, no sanitation, overcrowding, pretty much everything you expect in a country like that, in a what they call lesser developed country or a third world country. Basically, what happened was he found that the moment the person improved those conditions, the AIDS went away.
Yeah,
Yeah.
let me just speak to Haiti a little bit. Haiti got its independence before the United States, and I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but some of the revolutionaries in Haiti came to the United States to help the United States also. But it was the first group of Africans who were able to free themselves from Europe. And Europe has never forgotten that. And so Haiti has become a basket case because the United States and France have put pressure on that country ever since. And they have done everything they can to suppress. For example, if you win a war, generally, if you win the war, the people who you win the war from has to pay you. But France, immediately after they won the war, told Haiti that Haiti owed them money for reparations. So Haiti has been under the yoke of the of France and the United States. I mean, they supported Papa Doc and Baby Doc. They had Aristide was actually elected. They were I think they were going to kill him. They flew him out of the country, but people got wind of it, so they had to kind of nix that. But they sent in UN troops. The UN troops brought typhoid to the country. The people had a very good agriculture system. They had these apparently these small pigs that they used for barter, and the CDC came in, said the pigs had some kind of disease, and so the people had to kill all their pigs. And this is one of the things that the CDC and the World Health Organization is doing with local farmers all over the planet. They're telling the farmers that you have bird flu, you have swine flu, you have this flu, and the local farmers are having to kill all of their livestock, and people are complaining about all of these people from the south coming north. But the North is doing this in the South, putting people off of their land and not allowing them to have a living locally where they are. People don't want to leave their countries.